The Feast of the Holy Family has given me pause to consider my own family. And there are many things that I've been privileged to do over many years. And there is nothing as special and as central to me as being one of Bill and Lucille's kids, making that cut. It's given me pause this week to just think about my parents in a lot of different ways. And I know at the heart of family life stands married love. And I was recalling the stories of their wedding day, a day that was the entire opposite of today. They claim it was the hottest day ever. In one of those churches that was twice as hot as it was outside, you know. You know the place. But my father had some mischievous cousins who saw to it that on the bottom of the soles of his shoes was written, "Help me." Now, Dad was 6'8", size 13. There was no missing it in the church. It's resulted in the kids of Bill and Lucille always checking the soles of their shoes. You know, in this day and an age in which the hostility, quite frankly, towards family and towards marriage, the hostility is just so pronounced. I don't think that we can stress strongly enough that married love is a vocation. That means it's a call from God. It's a part of God's plan, that married love is an invitation from God. And my brothers and sisters, it's an invitation from God that is every bit as real and every bit as personal as a call for one to become a priest and a call for one to live a consecrated life through holy vows. Marriage is a sacrament. And like holy orders, it's a sacrament of service. At the heart of marriage lies the same reason that someone becomes a priest or someone takes on consecrated life, makes vows, to give one's life to God and to one's beloved. To give one's life to God and to one's beloved. Married love is self-outpouring for one's beloved. And for those of you who are married, or those of you who are preparing for marriage, or just maybe dreaming or thinking about being married one day, in marriage, God calls you to be a real and tangible sign of God's presence to each other in daily living. Now, here's the thing. You can't do that on your own any more than I can do this on my own. It's not possible that God, through sacrament, equips you in marriage and equips me through sacrament of holy orders to be able to make God present in daily living, and to make God present by means of displaying kindness and goodness and patience, mercy and forgiveness, maybe forgiveness again, generosity, love, perseverance, joy, creative energy. These are all demonstrations of God's what we call grace. Don't think of a thing when you hear grace. Think of power. God unleashing power through married love to make God present to your beloved. You know, I recently had the chance to reconnect with a couple whose wedding I had celebrated, and The guy had a pretty tough life. There had been a lot of setbacks and a lot of letdowns in his own life. And in one sense, his life had really been kind of a series of finding his way through disappointments, especially from those who were closest to him. And I simply met with him and I asked him just how it's going. It was a kind of a one-on-one on his initiative. And he was just talking about how life had unfolded since the wedding, but not talking about the marriage or not talking about the wedding at all, but rather describing himself being a little more confident, feeling a little stronger in some situations, described his life as being more stable. And he was actually a happier guy, at least to my remembrance of him. And he did all of this without talking about his wife. And then there was this amazing moment, only a moment that God could do. It was the moment in which he realized that God was healing him in real time through her. That she, as spouse, was loving him in such a way that he was coming to experience God's faithful love for him. It led me to recall an experience of my own on a retreat with a terrific director, and I was really intrigued at learning his story. When you meet someone who's kind of got it, we find ourselves wanting to figure out how to get it. And so I asked him, I said, when did you decide to become a priest? And he said right away, this morning. Yeah. You know, when did you decide to be a husband? This morning. When did you decide to become a wife? This morning. Let's just take a moment to pray. And I ask you, Almighty God, I ask you right now to send forth your Holy Spirit upon us all and all the families of this community of faith of this parish, and to heal us, and especially those among us who are in most need of healing, and not only between husbands and wives, but between parents and children. Let families flourish in your love and be especially generous in your mercy to those who are grieving among us and grieving throughout our family of faith, for those who are grieving the loss of a beloved spouse, for those who are grieving the loss of a parent or a child. And Lord God, help those right now among us who are keeping vigil for a family member who's preparing to meet you. Just be with them and console them in the midst of the difficulties that mark their days. Just help us, Lord God. Help us as this year ends and a new year sets to begin, to commit and to recommit to living in such a way that we seek to make you visible, you tangible to those whom we meet, and that our sights are sharpened for us to see you in those whom we encounter. And we ask this with confidence, for we do so in the name of Jesus the Lord. Amen.